This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. For the more than 30 million people now unemployed in this economy, tomorrow is going to add stress to an already stressful situation. It's the first of the month. Rent is due. We talked to some people a month or so back whose lives and jobs have been disrupted by this crisis, so we got them back on the phone to see what their Aprils have been like.
My name is April Oliver, and I live in Bozeman, Montana. I was about to start my very first job, but due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the lab was closed down.
My name is Seth Schulman. I'm a musician from Chicago, Illinois. I'm a teacher and I play shows and I've been pretty out of work.
My name is Maria Barrias. I was a barista and a server in Brooklyn, New York.
I filed for unemployment and I wasn't able to get it because they told me that I didn't make enough last year, but that was a complete clerical error.
I've just been in some sort of waiting list limbo.
I was able to claim unemployment pretty early on. The $600 on top that was added because of COVID-19 have definitely been very helpful. Like, it's basically giving me like a full weekly wage.
The woman who said she might have a job for me later came back with an official offer letter saying, we're going to open up the lab.
I just heard from the school I was working for that I can start doing virtual lessons with my students again. That'll help a major amount because before it was pretty desolate.
My former manager reached out to me a few, like maybe last week. They're thinking about opening for like coffee for takeout.
I have to wait another month until my first paycheck, I think. But we feel pretty confident that we'll be able to make bills and credit card payments and all that on time.
I've got a nice enough landlord to let me pay like half of my rent, but it feels pretty pathetic having to like write a really long email or talk to them, call them and just be like, hey, things really suck. Can you spare me a bone?
I feel confident that as long as I have unemployment, I can pay for stuff.
That was April Oliver. She's in Bozeman, Montana. Seth Schulman in Chicago. Maria Barrias. She's in Brooklyn.